Today's shiur is Daf Samach, and we're going to begin about seven lines from the bottom on Daf Nun Tesam Beis. So we learned in the Mishnah that one of the pieces of jewelry that a woman may not wear on Shabbos is Loi B'Tabash Shein Alechosam, a ring without a signet. Says the Gemara, Hayesh Alechosam, what about a signet ring? Chayevus. There would be a chiv chatas, would be an issa deraisa for a woman to wear it. And Tosha says, I don't only have to know that by inferring it from our Mishnah, rather it's explicit Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis. So Alma, why, if a woman wears a signet ring, is she chayev chatas for carrying? Because lav tachshiru, it's not considered a piece of jewelry. Vriminu, ask the Gemara Kasha. There's a Mishnah in Masech de Kelim. Tachshitei noshim tameim. Women's pieces of jewelry are susceptible to tuma. Says the Mishnah, ve'elehen tachshitei noshim. What are considered pieces of jewelry for a woman? Katlos, which is chokers. Nezomim, earrings. V'tabos, rings. And says the Mishnah, V'tabas, ben sheyesh l'achosim, ben shein l'achosim. A ring is considered a piece of jewelry, whether it has a signet or not. V'nizmei ha'af, and nose rings. So we have here that the Mishnah says that a ring is considered a piece of jewelry, whether it has a signet or not. So what are you saying that it's only a piece of jewelry when it has no signet? Amar Rav Zeira, so Rav Zeira answers, Loi kasha. Harav Nechemya harabonin. The issue, if a signet makes it that it's no longer a piece of jewelry, is really a machlokes of Nechemya Rabbanan. The Tanya, there's a braisa. The braisa says like this: He shall matris if you have a ring made out of metal. Now let's just review something we've learned many times. Metal is always makabel tumah; it's always susceptible to tumah. Wood is only makabel tumah if it's a kli kibble, if it could be used to hold something. Pshuti kliyates, straight pieces of wood are not makabel tumah. So it says there in the braisa, hisha matris, if the ring is a metal ring, v'chosmo shel almoig, even though if the signet is made out of wood, tameya, because we look at the ring. On the other hand, hisha almoig, if the ring is made out of wood, v'chosmo shel matris, and the signet is made out of metal, tahira, it's not makabel tumah. Why? Because I look at the actual ring. Reb Nechemya says, metama. Reb Nechemya says, I look at the signet. And like Tosfos explains, Reb Nechemya and the Rabbanan will be diametrically opposed. That means if you'll have a wood ring with a metal signet, according to Rabbanan, it won't be makabel tumah. According to Reb Nechemya, it will. And vice versa, a metal ring with a wood signet, according to Rabbanan, will be makabel tumah, and according to Reb Nechemya, won't. Why? Shehoy Reb Nechemya Omer, b'tabalas hoylch acha choismoy. By ring we look at the signet. That's what determines what type of a keli is it, a metal keli or wood keli. Ba'oil. Ba'oil is a yoke that's worn around an animal's neck. Hoylch acha samloinov. Samloinov are the pegs that keep the yoke together. The yoke is like four pieces of wood kept together with pegs. So if what's keeping it together are metal nails, and metal is always makabel tumah, as we just explained, then this yoke will be susceptible to tumah according to Reb Nechemya. If the pegs are wood pegs, it won't be makabel tumah. The koylev. Koylev is a sort of a display that they used to put in front of the stores. It was a wood display, and it was also kept together by nails. Same. Hoylach acha masmeroisa. We look at the nails. If it's metal nails, it's makabel tumah, Reb Nechemya says. If it's wood nails, it's not makabel tumah. Besulam, by a ladder. Hoylach acha shlivosov. You look at the rungs. Metal rungs, makabel tumah. Wood rungs, not. Ba'arsi. Arsi is a scale. Hoylach acha shalshloisov. Shalshloisov is the chains. You know, when you have a scale and you have two pins that you're weighing, that you put the things you're weighing in, and they're suspended from the top with chains. So we look what material those chains are made out of. So that's Reb Nechemya Shita. The Chamamrim, the Chum say, Hakel Hoylech Achamamid. We don't look at these things, we look at what is the main thing of support. Therefore, by a ladder, for example, I won't look at the rungs, I'll look at the sides. By a ring, I won't look at the signet, I'll look at the actual ring. So now it's very geschmack, we're saying. Our Mishnah that differentiates between a ring with a signet or not, because our Mishnah holds like Rav Nechemya that what's the main thing in a ring? The signet. The Mishnah Masech the Kalim that doesn't differentiate between what type of ring it is, if it has a signet or not, because they say that what's the they hold like the Rabbanon that what's the main part of the ring? The ring. So I don't care about the signet, doesn't change the status of the ring. That's the first teretz. Rav Amar, Rav says there's no question in the first place. Let's start him, Ktani. We have to learn the Mishnah in Masech the Kalim differently. The Mishnah, we said, when we learned the Mishnah says, Bein Shabash Yesh Lachoysim, Bein Tabash Eino Lachoysim. So we learned all rings. You have to learn the Mishnah is distinguishing. Yesh Lachoysim, a ring with a signet, Tachshit Ish. It'll only be considered a piece of jewelry for a man. On the other hand, and if it doesn't have a signet, then it won't be a tachshit for a man. On the other hand, if it doesn't have a signet, then tachshit isha, it will be a tachshit for a woman and not for a man. That's the second teretz. Now the Gemara says the third teretz. What did we do? We started with our Mishnah that seems to make a difference between a ring that does or doesn't have a signet, and we asked a question from the Mishnah regarding Tumah. Says the Gemara, Nachba Yitzchak Omer, Tumah, Shabbos, Karamis. You're asking questions between Tumah and Shabbos. Tumah, they're different criteria. Tumah, claim Asam Rachmana. All the Torah requires is that it should be a usable utensil. The Klihu, so the fact that it does or doesn't have a signet doesn't change the fact that is it a Keli. Of course it's a Keli under all situations. Shabbos, however, Mishamasi Amrachmana. The issue here is the issue of carrying. Is this considered something that's a piece of jewelry? How we explained at the beginning of the parak, jewelry is not considered something you're carrying. Or is it not a piece of jewelry and it's considered something you're carrying? For that, the factor is, ein ala choysim. If it has no signet by a woman, tachshit, it's considered a piece of jewelry and it's fine. Yesh ala choysim, if it has a signet, so therefore it's no longer a piece of jewelry. On the other hand, masui, it's something that you're carrying, and that's why a woman may not wear it on Shabbos. And that would be a deraisa. So we learned, the next thing we learned in the Mishnah was, v'loi b'machach ein in the kuva. A woman may not go out wearing a needle that doesn't have a hole. Ask the Gemara, l'mai chazia, what purpose would she have in wearing such a needle? Amar Yosef, hoil v'isha ageres basara. It can be used to keep her hair together. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, if that's what the needle is worn for, so why is she not allowed to wear it? But to have a kibiris, it should be considered like a garter belt. That the halacha is, a garter belt keeps up a woman's stockings, and she's allowed to wear it. So if the purpose of this needle is to keep her hair in place, so we see from the fact that you're allowed to wear a woman's allowed to wear a garter belt, it should be the same thing. She should be allowed to wear this needle. And the Gemara says tahira. Tahira is I'm going to explain. This has nothing to do with pshat in the Gemara. The halacha is that a garter belt is not makabel tumah. Why is a garter belt not makabel tumah? Because since it's only to support something else, it doesn't have an independent identity. Its identity is only as a support of something else. That's not considered a keli. That's makabel tumah. But back to where we're up to. Just like she's allowed to wear a garter belt to keep up her stockings, she should be allowed to wear a needle to keep her hair in place. But history, why does our Mishnah say that she's not allowed to wear this needle if that's the purpose of the needle? Al terma Rav Ada, Nasho, Kamed Rav Yosef, he explained it. Hoiv isha chalekes basara b'shabbos. The woman uses it to comb her hair. So we're going to explain the Gemara like Rashi. Says the Gemara l'may chazio. If the purpose of this needle is to keep her hair, to comb her hair, the halacha is she's not allowed to comb her hair on Shabbos. Why? Because by combing her hair, she may pull out some hairs. So then what's the discussion here? That she's allowed to wear it? Is it a deraisa? Is it a derabanan? Of course she's not allowed to use it. It could pull out a hair. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Tash Shazov Yeshla Arosha. On the top of this needle, there's like a gold plate. It's like a clasp. Bechol, so it has a dual purpose. During the week, she wears this needle to chalek basara, to comb her hair, which on Shabbos is prohibited because she's not allowed to comb her hair. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, on the other hand, menichso k'neged petachta, she uses it as a piece of jewelry. So, and then we go back to what we learned. If she's using for a piece of jewelry, to a bar and hold, she's not allowed to wear jewelry in Shabbos, as we've learned so many times in this parak, because dilma shalfa machya, she may take it off and show it off. Says the Mishnah. Layetza ish, a man may not go out, and all the Mefarshim explained that the dinim of this Mishnah are not limited to men, they also apply to women. The sandal hamasumer. Sandal masumer is something we're going to spend a lot of time today discussing. It's a shoe that's made with a lot of nails. And we're going to discuss what the issue of a sandal masumer is. V'loi b'yochid, a person's not allowed to walk out wearing only one shoe. B'zman she'en b'ragel mako, if he doesn't have a wound on his foot. So Rashi explains, why is a person not allowed to walk out only wearing one shoe? For two reasons. One reason is if a person is going to walk out wearing one shoe, people are going to start making fun of him. They humiliate him. You're walking around with one shoe, so what's he going to do? He's going to take off that shoe and carry it. That's one reason. Another reason, Rashi says, is if we see somebody walking only with one shoe, we're going to accuse him that he's where's the other shoe? He's carrying it. So that's why we don't let him walk out with one shoe. However, the Mishnah says, "Bizman she'ein b'ragli maka," when he doesn't have a wound on his foot. And the Gemara we're going to learn tomorrow discusses which foot is the foot with the wound. The foot with the shoe or the foot without the shoe. We'll see that tomorrow. V'loi b'tefillin, he's not allowed to walk out on Shabbos wearing tefillin. V'loi b'kameya b'zman she'en b'muncha, he's not allowed to wear a kameya, which was some sort of a bag with herbs or with writing on it that people used to wear. If it's not from a mumcha, it's not from an expert. V'loi b'siriyayim, he's not allowed to wear Syria and Kazda and Nymphaim, these are all different types of armor, either on the feet, on the legs, on the body. Vimyotza, but in all these cases that we just mentioned, if he does wear them on Shabbos, and a Chayiv Chatas, it's only a Drabonon, not a Deraisa. So, before we go further, is interesting Shaila. It's not Afka relevant to our Shir today. The halacha is, does a person. The halach is you have to change your clothing for Shabbos. You're supposed to have Shabbos clothing. Shabbos suit, Shabbos shirt, Shabbos hat. The shaila is, you're supposed to have Shabbos shoes. We're talking about what shoes you wear for Shabbos, sandal, I'm assuming you're not allowed to wear. So the poskim discuss the shaila if you have to have a separate pair of shoes just for Shabbos. So the shaila sechuvis, Rav Po'alim, brings a very nice raya that you don't. He says that in the Birchas HaShachar that we say every morning, one bracha we make is Malbish Arumim, which we thank Hashem for the clothing He gives us. Another bracha we make is Shasali Katsarki, which means that's the bracha for shoes, because shoes is a gevaldige bracha. That's why some people don't make the bracha Shasali Katsarki on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, because we don't wear shoes. He says, if shoes were considered clothing, why aren't the shoes included in the Malbish Arumim? So it's a proof that clothing is clothing and shoes are shoes, and you only have to change your clothing for Shabbos. Shoes are not considered clothing. Continues the Gemara. Sandal. Alright, so you can wear your Shabbos, you have to wear a strimal. Sandal on the summer maitama. What's the reason that you're not allowed to wear a sandal on the summer? What's the reason you're not allowed to wear a sandal on the summer on Shabbos? Om Shmuel. So Shmuel explains. Shalfi Agzerahayu. So there's two ways to explain the word Shalfi. Rashi says that there was a time that Klaiso was being persecuted. Another guy says Shili Hagzer, it was at the end of the time. And they were hiding in a cave. Vamru. And they told the people a rule for everybody in the cave. Hanichnas Yikones. Whoever's in the cave, come in and can't go out. Vayotze Yotze. You're not allowed to walk out. Now, one of the characteristics of the sandal hamasumer is that it's not like our shoes, which is easily identified what's the front and what's the back. There, the hole is more towards the middle of the shoe, so it's hard to tell what's the front and what's the back. So they got confused, and they saw the footprints of a sandal hamasumer, and kesuvurim heim, and they thought echem em yotzo, that one of them left the cave, v'ruah oivim, and they figured that if he left the cave, he was caught, v'ach shaboy meleim, and now they're going to be caught. So what did they do? They started running all out, doch guzeh b'zeh, and in the terrible rush to get out, for hargu zeh zeh, and they killed more of each other, yoisim masha hargu b'ma oivim, more than the enemy killed them, with the pressure where they all were pushing to get out. Next story. Rabbi Loi ben Elazar Omer, a different story. They were sitting in a cave. They heard a voice on top of the Mara. They thought they were caught. They started pushing each other. And they killed each other more than the enemy. So there's two pshat in what happened. One pshat is that when they were running out, the sandal and the sumo with all these pointy nails started attacking one the other, started hurting one the other with the sandal and the sumer. That's one pshat. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos's pshat is that why did they think that they were caught? Because there were people walking on top of the cave with a sandal and the sumer. And the sandal and the sumer, because it has all the nails, makes a lot of noise. And that's why they thought they were caught. A third situation. Rama, what?
So then we have to go and not.
So. They were sitting in shul, and they heard sounds from behind the shul. They thought they were being attacked. And that again, they in the rush to get out. And they hurt each other more than what the enemies did to them. And again, the same machlokes. Either the shoes of one person attacked the shoes of the other person when they were running out, or why did they think that they were being caught? They were being attacked because of the big noise from behind the shoe. So the Sfasemis says, interesting, that these three stories are not necessarily a machlaikis. All three things happened. These were three different things that happened, but because so much soris, so many bad things happened because of the sandal masumar, but oishishah amru, that's why they decreed at that time, ayetzei adam sandal masumar. The Gemara's kasha. Right, called Ihoch b'chol nami litzer. Ask the Gemara. So, even during the week, it should be also to wear sandal in the summer. If this is what it causes, answers the Gemara. Masaki hava, the story that happened b'Shabbos hava. So, it's a very big machloek is how to understand this line of Gemara, and it's relevant l'aloch l'maisa. Some mefarshim explain that the stories that the Gemara quotes, that because of them you're not allowed to wear sandal in the summer, all happened on Shabbos. So since the story happened on Shabbos, that's why we only don't wear a sandal in the summer on Shabbos. Other Paiskim, the other Mefarshim, the Ritva says that since on Shabbos is a specific inyan to be besimcha, and if somebody wears a sandal in the summer, it will remind him of all of the tzaris that the sandal in the summer caused. And like we say in Ritzei, Shleitei Tzara V'yogoyim V'yoyim M'nuchaseinu. On Shabbos we want to avoid Tzara V'yogoyim. That's why on Shabbos we avoid the Sandal Masum that could bring back these bad memories. Where is it Nogei L'Aloch L'Maisam? Very interesting. The Beis Yosef says that a person should not have on his table a knife when he says Birchas Hamazon. Why? Because he says there was once a story that somebody was saying Gvnei Yerushalayim, we should feel for Yerushalayim this way. Somebody was saying Gvnei Yerushalayim, and he remembered Yerushalayim and that it's destroyed, and he got so overtaken, and he stabbed himself. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Says the Taz, that you're only, the minig is only during the week, not Shabbos. Shabbos you could have a knife on the table. So all the Mefarshim ask, if that's a concern that you're going to stab yourself, what's the difference during the week of Shabbos? So the Taz says, our Gemara, the story that happened when the person stabbed himself was during the week. When we make a gzeira, we follow what happened in the original story. Since in the original story the person stabbed himself during the week, so the gzeira is only during the week. However, according to Ritva, that the gzeira is because on Shabbos we want you to be happy, so certainly on Shabbos he would not let you have a knife on the table when you're saying Birchas Hamazon. Ask the Gemara. If that's pshat, so b'yontif lishteri, on Yontif, you should be allowed to wear sandal masumah. Alamatanan, why do we learn a Mishnah Masech Tebeya? Avloi sandal masumah. You're not allowed to wear on Yontif sandal masumah. Vloi minos shenatofer. And not a shoe that's not properly sewn. Answers the Gemara. B'Shabbos Maitama. What is unique about Shabbos? Dika Knufya. It's a time that people get together. We're not busy with work, with other things. We could get together in shul. But Yontif, Namika Knufya. Yontif also, since we're not working, we have time to get together. And that's why Yontif has the same din as Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, if the point is the fact that we could get together, Tanis Sibir Ike Knufya. On the Tanis Sibir, they also used to get together. Answers the Gemara. And therefore, Litzer. And therefore, even on Tanis Sibir, it should be also to wear a sandal in the summer. Answers the Gemara. Masaki Hava Beknufa the Yisura. When did these stories happen? They all happen on Shabbos. All these stories happen on Shabbos where we get together and there's Yisura. It's also to do work. On a Tanis Sibir, you talk a lot to get together, but you're not allowed to do work. Hacha, knufya, you do get together on Tanis Sibir, but the teruhu. But you're allowed to do work. So like the Mefarshim explain, what pshat that we get together? The way we explain the Gemara, it's very nice. What pshat that they get together on Shabbos Yontif? During the week, we're all busy with work. And like somebody asked me, we do get together during the week, we daven three times a day, but our heads aren't into it. You know, our heads are with all the things that we're busy with. On Shabbos Yontif, we don't have all these other things on our mind. So now we're concerned. Shleitait Sarav Yogain. All we want you to do is just get together and daven and learn and not have any other bother. Though we don't want you to wear a sandal on the summer, which could be disturbing. Tanis Sibir, I don't care. Because Tanis Sibir is not a day that I don't have the issue of Shleitait Sarav Yogain. Says the Gemara. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to transport the mei chatos, that's the water that they made with the paradume ash, or the efer chatos, the actual ash, on a boat. Why? Because there was once a story where they transported it on a boat, and then they found that there was a kazayis of a mess on the boat, and it was metame the efer chatos and the mei chatos, and it's a very big, difficult procedure to get the Eifer Chatas and Mei Chatas, and they lost it. So they made a rule that they should never transport Eifer Chatas, Mei Chatas on a boat. Says the Gemara, Vafila Rav Chanina Bar Akiva, Dorma Loi Osro El Biyad and Abisvina. So Rav Chanina Bar Akiva says, you know what type of transport on a boat is Osro? Dafka on a boat, and Dafka on the Yardane. Why? Because the Master Shalya. That's what happened when the original story that we made the Gzeira. So what do we see? That when we make Gzeira, we only make Gzeira for what? To follow the way it was originally. So here the story originally was on Shabbos, not on Yontif. So the question is, why is Yontif Aser? Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili Yarden the Shani Mishan Naharis. The Yarden is different than all other rivers. Ava Yontif, the Shabbos, Yontif and Shabbos really Kadodin are really the same. As the Mishnah says, the Tanan, Ein Ben Yontif L'Shabbos, there's really no difference between Yontif and Shabbos. The only difference is El Oichel Nafesh Bavad, that you're allowed to do Melacha on Yontif that you need to do in order to have food to eat. But otherwise, they're very much the same, and that's why we make the same Gzeiris on Yontif and Shabbos. There's a Shaila, it's unfortunately not that Negele, it's not Negele, Aloch L'Maisa, what's going to be Din on Cholamoid? Yontif was saying is Asr, what's going to be Din on Cholamoid? Continues the Gemara. Amr Yudam Shmuel. Right, because there is no knufi the Yisur, it's knufi the Teira. Amr Rav Yudam Shmuel. Lo Shon Al Chazik. When is a sandal masumer considered a sandal masumer? When the nails are put there to keep the shoe together. Avla Noi. If somebody knocks in some nails to just as ornamentation, mutter. Ask the Gemara Kamal Noi. How many nails are considered ornamentation? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chamish Bezeh V'Chamish Bezeh, five on each shoe. Chanina Amar Shebezu B'Shebezu, and Chanina says seven on each. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Ba'Abba. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Shimon Ba'Abba, Azbarlach, I'll explain to you how we get to these numbers. Lididi that I say five, Shtayim Mikan V'Shtayim Mikan, two on each side of the shoe, V'Achas Peretzer Siyosov, and one to keep one by the straps. And like we'll learn, at least at this point tomorrow, it's therefore always an odd number. You have the equal number on the two sides of the shoe, plus one more for the straps.
Merchanina, that says seven. Gimel mikan, three on each side. Fakabat Rishiyos, and want to keep together the straps. Meisvei, ask the Gemara Kasha. It says in a Braisa, sandal hanoita. Sandal hanoita means a shoe that's not level. Why is it not level? Sometimes the people don't walk well, so the sole and the heel get rubbed out on one side more than the other. So it's not level. It's a sandal hanoita. Oisloi sheva. You're allowed to put in seven nails. Divrei Reb Nosson. Rebbe Mata Biyud Gimel. Rebbe says you're allowed to have up to 13. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina that says you could put seven. Hudam Reb Nosson. Because he always like Reb Nosson. El Reb Yochanan that says only could have five. Hudam Kaman. Here we have two shittas. One shita is seven. One shita is 13. Where did Reb Yochanan get five? Answers the Gemara, Hu dam k'Reb Noroi. He's in a hole like Reb Noroi. The Tanya Reb Noroi Aymer, Hey Mutter, five a Mutter, v'sheva Osir, and seven are Osir. And the first one explained, why did he say five a Mutter and seven Osir? He should have said five a Mutter and six are Osir. Because like I explained before, there's never a Havamina that it should be an even number. Because you're always going to have the same amount on the two sides and one in the back. So it's obviously that six you wouldn't use. Seven is what he had to said you can't use. Amlei Eifel Rabba Babachana. Atem Tamidei Rabbi Yochanan. You who are Tamidim of Rabbi Yochanan, Avidik Rabbi Yochanan. You should act like Rabbi Yochanan and only use five nails. However, Anan, Navid Rabbi Chanina, will have seven. Baimene Rav Hunim Rav Ashi. So Rav Hunim asked Rav Ashi, Chamish Mahu, what's the halacha about five? Amlei Afil Zaymut, even seven are okay. Tes Mai, and again he didn't ask about eight. Because he'll never ask about an even number. Amalei afilu ches aser eight arasa. Barminei hahu retzanim Reb Ami. So a certain shoemaker asked Reb Ami, tofrim b'fnim mahu. If you put a piece of leather inside the sandal, what's going to be the halacha? Amalei mutter. So he said it's mutter. V'lom yedana maitama. But I don't know why. Amalei Reb Ashi. So Reb Ashi said v'lo yodama maitama. Why don't you understand? Kiven the tafrim b'fnim, once you put a piece of leather inside, havle minel. There's a concept of a minel, which is a shoe, and there's a concept of a sandal, which is a sandal. The sandal goes b'rabonin. The entire discussion that we're having today is limited to a sandal. But minel goes b'rabonin, it's not by a minel. Continues the Gemara. Bar minei rav abba bar azav demir rav abba bar avina. Asu k'man kalvus. If they made the nails look like a kalbus, there's a picture on the side of the Gemara. It's like a semicircle, more like a staple versus a nail. Mahu, what's the halacha? Amalei mutter. That's not called a sandal masumer. A sandal masumer is only when it has real nails. Itman nami, amar Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, asukim in kalbus, mutter. Amar Rav Sheshi, it's a different halacha. Chipur kula b'masmeris. If he put nails all around the circumference of the shoe. Why did he do that? The shoe was made out of leather, and you don't want the leather to get worn out by walking on the ground, so you reinforce it with all these nails. The halach is, again, that's not a sandal, I'm a sumer, and it's mutter. Tanya Kavosti Rav Shesha says, the Gemara, there's a braisa that corroborates this. The braisa says, lo yetze ish with sandal masumer. A person's not allowed to walk out on Shabbos with a sandal masumer. V'lo yitayim mibayis labayis. Not only not allowed to walk outdoors, but even to go from one house to another house, from one apartment to another apartment in the same house. Afilu mimita mimita. You're not allowed to go from one bed to another bed. I actually saw a nice pshat, what's pshat from one bed to another bed? They, as we know from Pesach, always ate on couches. Now the Gemara says that a person after eating should not immediately go to sleep. He should always walk a little after he eats to help digest the food. So they used to have two beds. One bed to eat on and one bed to sleep on. Av mitl mitl, when you're going from one bed to the other bed, don't wear the sandal in the summer. Av mitapim leisai, the Tanakama holds, you're allowed to wear the sandal in the summer, lechasis beis akeli, to cover up a keli, or lisuch v'karamita, or to use it as support for the legs of the bed. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon oyser. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon says you're not allowed to carry the sandal masumer, even if you're not wearing it, even if you're taking it as a support for a bed, for example. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon says I'm concerned that if I allow you to carry the sandal masumer, you may come to wear it. Noshu and most of the nails fell out. And four or five nails remain. Mutter. Rebbe Meter at Sheva. Rebbe says that even if seven nails are left over, it's still allowed to be worn. Chifur ba'or milmata. If you put a piece of leather on the bottom, the kavlim is smeres milmala, and therefore the nails are on top. Also mutter. Why? Because that is not the traditional sandal hamasumer. Now, this is the Gemara we just learned. Also, come in kalbus, if the nails look like staples, not straight. Or come in tas, again, that the nails aren't straight pieces of metal. They have like a flat piece on top. Or come in yeset, like a peg. Or shechifu kulub mesmeris, or the entire circumference is full of nails. And again, why did you do that? Kadesh lo tei karkach, lasoi motum. Ask the Gemara. Hagu fakasha. There seems to be a contradiction in the Braisa. Amrit, first you said, Noshiroi Mismaraisov, if most of the nails fell out, Afagav Nishtaiber Tuva, even if many nails are left over, it's still okay. For Hadatani, Abba Chamishin, Dafka, if only four or five nails, Tfeiloi, but more than that is not. So what's the halacha? Is it that only four or five nails, or is it even more? Answers the Gemara, Amrish, it's like Kasha. Kansha gamamu, kansha nekru. Gamamu means that the nails are there, they just got deteriorated. So if somebody has a shoe that had nails all around the whole circumference, and now those nails somewhat deteriorate, but you can still see there were nails there. So when I see this shoe with remnants of nail around the entire circumference, I realize that this wasn't a sandal and a summer, because as we said twice already, a sandal and a summer does not have nails around the entire circumference. But what happens if the nails were nekru? They were completely removed. Now, I have no way of knowing that the shoe you're wearing originally had nails around the whole circumference. As far as I'm concerned, it may be just a regular sandal masumer. And a regular sandal masumer, as we started on top of Amid, you're only allowed to have it when it has four or five nails, no more. So we learned, Abba Chamesh Mutter. If it has four or five, it's fine. Ask the Gemara, Hash the Chamesh Shari, if when five nails is fine, Abba Mabay, so four is certainly okay. Answers the Gemara, Amrav Chizda, Abba Misandal Katan, the Chamesh Misandal Gadol. And the way we explain the Gemara, this Gemara's Teret is beautiful. When you have a small shoe, a tight-fitting one, you don't need to have a strap on the back. What did we say one of the nails was used for, the odd nail? That was for the strap in the back. But if it's a tight-fitting shoe, there's no need for strap in the back. So then you're only allowed to have four. When it's a big shoe, so you need a strap in the back, so then I let you have five. Two on each side, and the fifth one to keep the strap together. Continue to Gemara. Tight-fitting. Not size, tight-fitting. Because what's the difference, small or big? It's tight-fitting versus not tight-fitting. Rebbe Matar at Sheva. Rebbe says you can have up to seven. Ask the Gemara, V'tanya Rebbe Matar at Shloish Esrei. Rebbe says you're allowed to have up to 13, so why are you saying only seven? Answers the Gemara, Noi Tashani, which means like this. There are two reasons we said somebody would put the nails in. One is for sandal on the summer, and one is because the bottom of the shoe is not level. If the bottom of your shoe is not level, everybody will see that you put in these nails to sort of level out your shoe. Therefore, in such a situation, I allow you up to 13 nails. Zez the Gemara, hash dosis lahachi. Now that we made this distinction between a sandal mesumer and a sandal hanoita, Rabbi Yochanan nami loy kasha. We asked the question on the amid. Where did Rabbi Yochanan come to the number 5, 7? Why do you only say 5? So now the Gemara answers very nicely. Noita shani. Really, he'll hold like Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson said 7, not 5. The answer is, when did Reb Nosson say 7? By sandal hanoita. But Reb Yochanan is going to tell us that Reb Nosson will agree that by sandal hamasumer, you're only allowed to have 5, not more. When did he say 7? He meant 7 for sandal hanoita. Says the Gemara, Amr of Masna, Vamalei Amr of Vechduvi by Masna, Amr of Masna, Ein Halach Reb Elazar of Shimon. The halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. We learned that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon said that you not even carry sandal on the summer. The Rabbanan held you allowed to carry it. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon said you not even carry it. Ask the Gemara Peshitta. Of course the halacha is not like him. We have a rule in all of Shas that Yochav Rabbim, halacha k'rabim, and the Rabbanan are the Rabbim. answers the Gemara. Ma the time mustaber tamder belezer Reb Shimon, baha. Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon makes sense. Because Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, we explain, says that why you're not allowed to carry it. Because if you carry it, you may come to wear it. So maybe I should agree with Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Kamash Malan, no. The Halach is like the Rabbanan, and you are allowed to carry it. Om Reb Chia, says Reb Chia, Ilav de Karli Bavlo Yishari Yisura, if not for the fact that I was concerned that they would call me the person who came for Bavel, and is always giving Heterim, is always being Mekel, always being permissive, Sharina Betuma, I would have allowed you to wear a sandal and masumah even with more nails, not just 5, 7. The kama, how many? But from this, they said he would have said Amri Esen v'Arba. He would have allowed 24 nails. But Sura Amri Esen v'Tartan, 22 nails. Amrav Nachman Yitzchak. So Nachman Yitzchak says with Simonach. How do you remember that Pumbadisa said 24 and Sura said 22? It says, Ad the Osman Pumbadisa la Sura, in the time that you go from Pumbadisa to Sura, Chosatarti. So what's Pshat? So Mepharshim say two Pshatim. When you go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, the first city you'll get to is Pumbadisa. But then when you travel from Pumbadisa to Sura, it takes quite a while. They didn't have planes and trains. They had much more primitive ways of communication. So while you're traveling that distance from Pumbadisa to Sura, two nails will fall out. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that what is the word for missing in Hebrew? Chaser has the letters Samach and Reish. Sura also has the letters Samach and Reish. So we want to identify which is the place that has less, which is Chaser, we say Sura.